We continue our education prayer focus. Today's topic are the some California bills that are affecting public schools. AB 1851 says that children must be taught how to think and act in emotional and social situations according to the government's program standards. This would require California Department of Education to create a statewide social emotional learning, also called SEL, and behavioral health program for every student K through 12. It's every student. The opposition states this should be the responsibility of the parents to guide their children's emotional and moral development, not the government. So they recommend opposing this. This is still on the floor to be voted on. So, Father, we lift this bill up and we pray it does not pass. We pray, God, the government does not teach our students, our children, how to behave emotionally and socially, that that should come from the parents, from the Bible, from pastors, holy, healthy ones that speak the word. And God, that we pray that this bill will be stopped, that people will see that it's an unwarranted, unnecessary, extra money and time and effort trying to police it, all of the stuff that goes on. We just pray right now in Jesus' name, this will stop. We lift up Assembly Bill 5, which passed the Safe Supportive Schools Act. The California Department developed LGBTQ+ cultural competency training for teachers and staff, 7th through 12th grade. They use the acronym PRISM, Providing Relevant Inclusive Support That Matters. Based on an article in California Family Council published July 26th this year, Christian teachers in California have to complete, according to this bill, a state-mandated training on LGBTQ+, including issues called PRISM, then take a test in order to keep their jobs. And to get the answers right, they have to comply and take the test. So the National Center for Law and Policy, God, we pray that you would give them more education because it helps religious teachers who refuse to comply or request an exemption. They have won every case. We pray more Christian teachers know their rights and don't feel pressured to comply. AB 2017 is also still in process, and it would add Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha as state holidays, two Muslim holidays that would be required for schools, public schools, and community colleges to choose to close if local school boards and unions agree. So first of all, we pray this does not pass because of all the thing that the opposition, that the school calendars have to change, an increase in cost that impacts taxpayers. It also raises the key question, where do we draw the line when it comes to adding more religious holidays? So Father, we pray this never passes. And in the event that it does, we pray that school boards and the people at the school boards, the parents will make such a ruckus about it that they will not have their kids go to school that day. They won't listen to the curriculum that they want to teach on it or any of that. God, we pray for fairness and justice, and we pray that what the enemy has intended for evil will not happen, that instead it will turn out for something good, because you are the God who works all things together for good, in the name of Jesus Christ.